Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra Daf Mem Dalad Baba Basra 44. I'm back on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, back on 43b. The Talmud had cited a Braisa, and that Braisa had stated, Machar lo bayis, machar lo sada, ein meyed oleha mipnei she'achriyuso olav, that if somebody sold a house or a field to somebody else, he is not allowed to testify about the field on behalf of the person he sold it to, meaning to say if a third party came and said, look, this person stole the field from me, the one who sold it cannot testify on behalf of the person he sold it to because he has achrayuso olav, because he has a guarantee upon it, because if the field was taken from the person he sold it to, then the person he sold it to will come back to him and demand the money for it. However, machar, if he sold a para, if he sold a cow to a party, or if he sold a talis, or if he sold a garment to somebody else, then meid lo aleha, then he's allowed to testify about it, mipnei she'ein achriyuso olav, because we say that if a person sells a cow or a garment, there's no guarantee from the transaction. So therefore, since there's no guarantee from the transaction, he would not have to reimburse the buyer for it, and so therefore he can testify. Meaning to say, if he's going to have to reimburse the buyer, then of course he has negius to the matter. He's connected, and so therefore he can testify. But if he's not going to have to reimburse the buyer, he can testify. So therefore, what's the reason why he can't testify regarding a house or a field? Because if the buyer will retain the field, then if there's a creditor who comes to collect from that field, he will be able to collect the field from the buyer. So the creditor will be able to collect it, and therefore, as a result of this, the person who will have sold off his debts, and he won't have to pay the creditor anymore, because the creditor will have this money that he will have collected from the person who bought it from him. And even though a person is not able to pay back the money himself, he wants the loan to be paid off, because lo v'rasha v'lo yishalim. There's a concept that if you borrow and the person you borrowed from is not paid back, then you feel wicked, and so therefore he doesn't want to be a wicked person. So he's going to want to, the seller is going to want to make sure that the land remains in the hands of the buyer, even if the buyer has no recourse to him directly, but because we want the creditor to be of the seller to be able to come and collect the money. However, the Gemara qualifies this, and the Gemara says, when do we say that he can testify regarding a cow or a coat, because the person who bought it has no recourse to the seller? That's only if we first established that when he sold this movable object, this cow or the coat, there was not a lien placed upon it connecting it back to land. And so therefore, in order to do that, our Gemara on today's daf on Amud Beis states that we first have to have witnesses come along and testify that this person who sold it, lo have le arame olam, the kamri edim yadinam be dahai that he never had land in his possession at all. And so therefore, since the seller who sold the cow or the coat never had land in his possession at all, then we know for sure that this thing that he sold, this cow or this coat, cannot have been mortgaged to land. And therefore, as a result of it, there is no recourse for the buyer. And so therefore, he's not going to want to make sure that the cow or the coat remains in the possession of the buyer, and so therefore he's allowed to testify that it really does belong to that person. That is the concept. So this concept that he will never have had something in his land in his possession at all, it's a questionable concept, because Tosfos points out, how is it possible that somebody might not have anything in their possession at all? We have an idea that there are some people who say that we can set up a power of attorney, and how can we establish a power of attorney, harsha, to allow somebody to make a claim against somebody else on their behalf? How is the person able to do that? So the point of the harsha, the way it worked was that the harsha was established by saying that the person who appoints him gives him a mortgage against his land that he owns, that it's connected back to his land. And so what if a person has no land? So the people who set up up this power of attorney, the position that said, everybody has land. What do you mean he has no land? Everybody has land. What are the two proofs that everybody has land? One proof, which is also questionable, is that everybody has land because when we die, we're buried in Dalet Amos. There ain't no Adam, that there's no person who doesn't have four amos to be buried in. And so that's one of the ways that everybody has land. Of course, it's questionable because he doesn't have it yet until he dies. So how could it have been mortgaged? But that's a question that the Rishonim ask. And the second way we know that everybody has land is because Tosfos points out, there is no person, Ein lecha adam she'ein lo arba amos be'eretz Yisrael, the karka einan nigzeles, because there is no person who doesn't have four amos of land, four cubits of land in the land of Israel, because originally we were given this land, and this land was going to be considered to be returned to us, the land can never be stolen. So even though we're not living on that land, there is no person who doesn't have land. So Tosfos says this position in our Gemara, which says that it's only possible to testify about movable objects you sold if you don't have land, which you might have been mortgaged to, it contradicts this other idea, which says everybody has land. And on a deeper level, we see that everybody could have land in the land of Israel. Every single person, every single Jew has a deep connection to the land of Israel, because we are considered as though each of us has four cubits in the land of Israel. So strong is our connection with the land.